Hello and welcome to BIX is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of BIX Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the BIXography website. In the BIX is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of BIX Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of BIX's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program is going to be Lenny Hayton. I had a program earlier about 4 years ago, I think, maybe 3 years ago. It was number 114, in which I played a bunch of recordings by Lenny Hayton, and I want to continue today with a few more of these recordings. Some of them will be the same as I had before because they are so good, but there will be some new ones also. First, let me tell you about Lenny Hayton. This comes from Don Reno's biography of Paul Whiteman. And I read, Leonard George Lenny Hayton was born on February 13, 1908 in New York and died April 24, 1971 in Palm Springs, California. He was a pianist, arranger, and composer. He attended DeWitt Clinton School in New York and at 18 played with Spencer Clark's Little Ramblers. Joined the Cass Hagen Band in early 1927, and in late March of 1928, Whiteman hired him to play second piano and arrange. Hayton stayed with Whiteman until May 1930, and during this period, frequently played on small group recording sessions with BIX Beiderbecke, Frank Trombauer, and Joe Venuti. On the recording of Rhythm King in Louisiana, September 21, 1928, Hayton played harmonium and timpani. Led his own band in the 1930s for Bing Crosby's radio program and later went on tour. In Hollywood, 1940, became music director for MGM until 1953, scoring such films as The Harvey Girls, The Pirate, and The Town, for which he won an Academy Award, and Singing in the Rain. By the way, one of my favorite, if not my favorite, musical. He composed The Flying Fingers, Mood Hollywood, and Midnight Mood. Hayton subsequently was musical director for 20th Century Fox and for his wife, singer Lena Horne. Okay, let's get started with the music. The first two records I want to play are by Don Borges and his orchestra. First, from September 9, 1927, My Blue Heaven, with a vocal by Louis James, and then from September 10, 1927, Baby's Blue, with a vocal by Irving Kaufman, using the pseudonym Frank Harris. The composition of the band, as given by Rost's Dance Band's discography, is as follows. Red Nichols and Leo McConville on trumpet, Biff Ball on trombone, Bill Trone on mellophone, Phil Gleason, Fred Murrow on clarinet, alto sax, Paul Cartwright, clarinet, soprano sax, tenor sax, Joe Raymond on violin when used, Lenny Hayton on piano and celeste, Dick McDonough on banjo guitar, Jack Hanson on brass bass, and Vic Burton on drums. So let's listen to Lenny Hayton with Don Voorhees, 1927.
Baby's blue. baby puts the blame on you. Very true, shame on you. Don't deny, for you know why baby's blue. Is it worth your while to see a smile in place of a tear? This you can arrange and change by saying, I love you, dear. I love you, dear. Surely that's not hard to do. Nothing new, very true. There are no ifs or buts or maybes, baby's blue.
Couple of comments. Miff Mole plays some very nice solos in both of those recordings, and I call your attention to Irving Kaufman in Baby's Blue. Normally, Irving Kaufman really belts out his vocals. Here, he's rather restrained. Okay, let's continue with the music now. I'm going to turn to Red Nichols and his Five Pennies. August 15th, 1927, two recordings. First, Riverboat Shuffle, the composition by Hoagy Carmichael that the Wolverines recorded, and then Biggs recorded again. And I'll follow that with Eccentric. The Five Pennies are many more than five here. We have Red Nichols and Leo McConville and Manny Klein on trumpet, Miff Mole on trombone, Pee Wee Russell on clarinet, Fud Livingston on tenor sax, and he is the arranger in some of the recordings in that session of August 15th. Adrian Rollini is on bass saxophone and gufus, Lenny Hayden on piano and celeste, and Dick McDonough on guitar plus Vic Burton on drums. So let's listen then to Lenny Hayden with Red Nichols in 1927.
Thank you.
Note in the Riverboat Shuffle how many opportunities the individual musicians have in there to play their solos. The one by Dick McDonough somehow at one point reminds me of Louise. In Eccentric there is a lot of ensemble work as well as some solos, and we have a chance to see or listen, I should say, to Lenny Hayton playing a solo on piano. Okay, now I want to turn to the Charleston Chasers. This is September 6, 1927. Two recordings, Five Pennies, and then Sugarfoot Strut, which has a vocal by Craig Leach. The Chasers in this particular date were Red Nichols on trumpet, Leo McCumble on trumpet, Miff Moll on trombone, Pee Wee Russell on clarinet and tenor sax, Lenny Hayton on piano and celeste, Dick McDonough on banjo guitar, Jack Hanson on brass bass, and Vic Burton on drums. So let's listen then to Lenny Hayton with the Charleston Chasers, 1927.
a dance on the tree where the yam yams grow. Sweet and low cod, ginger cake soup, brown as a cookie, Deacon Jones soup, even at Sookie, forming a ring, yell and sing, let's go. Yams are for young and old, dig them up cold, have them rolled in the cold. Food for the sod is good for our bodies and souls. Black is old Joe, brown is what Sam is, yellow is clove, but yo's what a yam is, trouble to tie, do the underfoot sky.
Did you notice that the recording of Five Pennies, incidentally, a composition by Red Nichols himself, consists basically of a sequence of solos? I pointed out in the forum that the first recording that I know of that consists basically of a sequence of solos is Singing the Blues, February 4th, 1927, Bix and Tram. And I was wondering if there was any earlier example of that. In the recording of Sugarfoot Strutt, there is a lot more ensemble work as well as some solos. And this is rather unusual, I think, for a Red Nichols group. There is a vocal, a Red Nichols group in 1927, maybe I should specify. Okay, now I want to go on and play a couple of recordings by the California Ramblers. This is December 15th, 1927. First, Minoral Mine, and then Changes. Both of these have a vocal trio consisting of Ed Kirkaby, Sammy Fain, and Artie Don. Now, the composition of the band is given by Ross in his Jazz Records discography reads as follows. According to Edgar Jackson's review of the following record in the Melody Maker in June 1928, the personnel is Chelsea Quilly, Bill Moore on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey trombone, Pete Pumiglio, Bobby Davis clarinet alto sax, Sam Ruby tenor sax, L. Duffy violin, Lenny Hayton piano, Tommy Fellini banjo, Jack Hanson brass bass, Herb Whale drums. And then he makes the comment, while there is undoubtedly some truth in this personnel, it should be remembered that Chelsea Quilly and Bobby Davis were in London with Fred Elizalde and his music when they opened at the Savoy Hotel there on January 1st, 1928, only 17 days after this session. Probably are not there. So let's listen then to Lenny Hayton with the California Ramblers, 1927. Thank you.
look this baby over. Tell me, don't you think she's fine? Odelodo, I want you to know she's mine, all mine. Get a load of those two dimples, why kisses taste like wine. Odelodo, I want you to know she's mine, all mine.
And if she didn't have a cent to her name, that wouldn't matter, I'd still love her the same.
For her dad has lots of money, it'll all be hers in time. Odelodo, I want you to know she's mine, all mine.
Thank you.
Those were nice recordings, but one misses Adrian Rollini's bass saxophone, which adds so much to California Ramblers recordings. Okay, now I want to return to Don Voorhees and his orchestra. Two recordings from September 6, 1927. First, Rain, and then Dawning, both with vocals by Billy Day. The band consists of Red Nichols and Leo McConville on trumpet, Miff Ball on trombone, Bill Trone mellophone, Phil Gleason, Fred Morrow, clarinet, alto sax, Paul Cartwright, clarinet, soprano sax, tenor sax, Joe Raymond, violin, Lenny Hayden, piano, Nick McDonough, banjo, Jack Hanson on brass bass, and Vic Burton on drums. Rain is a straightforward dance band arrangement, and Dawning also a dance band arrangement, but it has a little stuff by Red Nichols and Miff Mall, and they add so much spice to the recording. So let's listen then to Lenny Hayden with Don Voorhees, 1927.
Thank you. wake up lazy at dawning. When the sunbeams come a-creeping, when one dreams and feels like sleeping, cock-a-doodle drives you off your noodle at dawning. Love is sweeter and life's completer at dawning. Skies are bluer and hearts are truer at dawning. Mother's hands caress you while you're yawning. Then all your troubles turn into bubbles at dawning.
I want to go back to the August 15th session that I played before from Red Nichols and his Five Pennies. There were four recordings. I played the first two already, Riverboat Shuffle and Eccentric. I want to play the next the two. First, it would be Feeling No Pain, and then Ida Sweet as Apple Cider. I will point out that both of these recordings consist basically of a sequence of solos. Feeling No Pain, while Miff Maul is doing his solo, you can hear behind him Adrian Rollini doing his Goofus. And there is also a piano solo by Lenny Hayton. The band, as I said before, consists of Red Nichols, Leo McConville, Benny Klein on trumpet, Miff Maul trombone, Peewee Russell clarinet, Fod Livingston tenor sax, Adrian Rollini bass saxophone, as well as Goofus, Lenny Hayton on piano and celeste, Dick McDonough on guitar, and Vic Burton on drums. So let's listen then to Lenny Hayton with the Red Nichols and his Five Pennies, 1927.
Thank you.
I haven't played contemporary musicians' recordings for quite a while, so I thought I would throw in a recording of Candlelights by Dick Hyman. This comes from his CD entitled Thinking About Bix, Dick Hyman Piano Solo. It is Reference Recordings number 116. And this is what Dick Hyman writes in the liners for the CD about Candlelights. Along with his brilliant cornet improvisations, Bix's compositions are equally his legacy, particularly the four impressionistic works published as his modern suite for piano. While his professional experience in popular music had presented him with the form and phrasing he used on all four, Bix must have absorbed the harmonic textures from earlier classical music by Debussy, Ravel, McDowell, and the works of his mentor, Eastwood Lane. Scriabin may have been an influence as well, as the late pianist Ruth Laredo once remarked to me on hearing Candlelights. So here is Candlelights, Bix Beiderbecke's composition, played by Dick Hyman in 2008. Thank you. Well, I hope you have enjoyed this program about Lenny Hayton. All the recordings were from 1927, pre-Whiteman. A year later, in October of 1928, Lenny Hayton and Roy Bargey accompanied Bix Beiderbecke when Bix played his own composition, In a Mist, in Carnegie Hall. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Have come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.